This is WKSU News. I'm Jennifer Kahn. Ending homelessness is a challenge everywhere. Like most Ohio counties, Summit has an organization that helps coordinate services for the homeless. Summit County's Continuum of Care each year conducts a headcount of people living outside and in shelters. In the past decade, the homeless population's highest number came in 2011 when it totaled 857. Last year, the count was 546 people living without homes. It's not yet sunup on a winter morning. Social workers are hitting the streets, heading for places Summit County's homeless lay their heads. By railroad tracks under bridges, in woods near the river, and in downtown doorways where the brick foyers of Akron's old buildings block the wind.
Morning! Homeless outreach!
It's the annual point in time, a HUD-mandated headcount of the homeless. It's led by the county's Continuum of Care, an organization of more than 30 agencies that provide services for the homeless.
Good morning. Sorry to bug you so early.
From CSS?
Yeah. We're doing the, today's the point in time count.
That's Michael Harhager, a case manager with Community Support Services. He's with CSS Residential Service Administrator Steve Tricasso. CSS teams are in the field a couple times a week, not just point in time day. They work to build relationships, to build trust.
Ray got housing.
Yeah. About Dan.
Him and Rob are out in the hotel. I don't think he'll be back. Plus, he's got toes that they're talking about amputating.
Dan?
Dan?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. He sat out here and got frostbite one night.
Oh, he's...
Half mile away is Bill. He's lived downtown for years. Bill illustrates why homelessness is a challenge.
You interested in any kind of housing yet?
No, not yet.
CSS offers mental health services vital for the homeless population. Bill tells them what he always says. He has attorneys working on his behalf in Africa, where he owns gold.
That's what I'm waiting for to come through. And if it does, then, you know, I'll be off the streets the next day.
Tricasso says when mental health issues are involved, it's a moving target.
You know, one day you could say, you'll be like, you know, hey, you know, we have an opening, we can help you out. And they'll say, no. 2 days later, you're like, hey, you know, we have an opening, we can help you out. And they're like, you know, that sounds like a great idea today. You know.
Continuum of Care members say the organization has not been well understood by the community. That's likely changing because it hired its first director, Marquetta Boddy, about 2 years ago. She recently got an office in the CSS Homeless Outreach Center.
So I was working out of my home.
Boddy says the point in time count is vital. It determines how much money HUD awards the county to divide between 12 COC agencies. Last year, the COC received about $5 million. That pays for projects at places like the Battered Women's Shelter and United Way, which operates the 211 phone line, which connects people with help for housing, utility bills, and food. CSS Residential Services Manager Tim Edgar says the money doesn't go far. Homeless people need services to keep them from returning to the streets.
For every dollar we get, I've got 10 guys in need of something.
You want a blanket?
No, I got plenty. I gotta carry this stuff around.
Edgar says funding for the homeless is not well understood.
It is much, much, much cheaper to house someone and give them the services they need than to leave them homeless and get their needs met. Or all their interactions are through, you know, ER, police, crisis centers. You know, it just makes sense to... You get people indoors.
Continuum of Care Manager Marquetta Boddy counts as a success the placement of about 40 homeless people who lived in a tent encampment in East Akron. The city closed it down last year after months of hearings.
I see resources available for everyone for the most part. When it comes to youth, veterans, there's always some type of program available. We're running a lot of by-name lists, work groups now for different populations to talk about people by name and see what type of help they need and slot these people into housing.
The COC recently took another big step. It got its nonprofit status.
We are up and coming, right? We've just become a 501c3. I mean, we literally just opened a bank account. This is really, really new for us. The COC has been here for many years, but we have not established our own entity until just now.
Boddy says that's important because the COC can't rely on HUD dollars alone.
That makes us look into maybe, you know, raising private funds and looking into different grants and different pots of money to possibly help serve some of those people that are currently underserved here in Summit County.
CSS Residential Services Manager Tim Edgar says it's important to remember these are people.
There's someone's kid, someone's sibling, someone's partner. This isn't a life that anybody chooses for themselves.
I got two sleeping bags. blankets, you know what I mean? It's just too much to carry.
I'm Jennifer Kahn, 89.7 WKSU.
I guess maybe one or two times each time to get out.